Is there really a future for the Eastern Partnership these days, with three countries that are getting closer to the EU and three countries that are not even close at all?
There is, but you are right. We have to make a review about European neighborhood policy as a whole. It not only concerns the Eastern partners, but also those in the South. That's why I have been asked by President Juncker to present within a year a revised version of our European neighborhood policy, and we have already started to work on it. And one of the key elements will be certainly to have a tailor-made solution, rather flexible ones, responding to events, new initiatives, new upcomings. But we have also to take care that we are focused on certain areas. And firstly, it's also important to have a kind of ownership in our partner countries on this kind of cooperation. And everything is also, and this is necessary apparently to recall, based also on the European interests.
Riga in 2015, the Eastern Partnership Summit. What are your goals for that? What should be the goals of the Eastern Partnership Summit?
Well, it will be a very first, very important stocktaking about the new neighborhood policy. We have to identify the areas where and how to cooperate. I think it's important to strengthen, in particular, the economic dimension of our cooperation, because I believe it's important to support our partner countries in developing their economy. This is also in the interest of the European Union and its business sector to have a close cooperation to improve the living conditions in the member states, in the partner countries, so that there are further and more attractive markets for our companies.
On Moldova, how are you going to assure Moldova, and also Georgia for that matter, how are you going to support them if Ukraine, or if Russia starts to pressure these two countries as they've done with Ukraine? Are you worried about that?
First of all, what I have already said in my hearing in the European Parliament, Russia should stop to believe that Europe follows any kind of aggressive policy. Quite the opposite. We are a very peaceful association, and rightly so. And consequently, we have received the Peace Nobel Prize for what we have achieved over the decades. We are respecting the sovereignty of countries, of territories, the self, the right of self-decision by people, by citizens. And I think the best solution for everybody is to have a kind of peaceful cooperation based of mutual confidence and trust, and that would also include Russia. And the sooner they accept it, they understand it, the better it is for everybody. And in that respect, I think there is place enough for everybody, but we should respect mutually the sovereignty of member states, of countries.